Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is comedian, content creator, and the creator of straight male fashion, otherwise known as the Overshirt, is Ali Woods.
Yo, yo, yo.
The first yo-yo-yo on the pod.
Yeah. I'm going for that sort of 90s hip-hop slash pirates market.
Yeah. No pants, no clothes, no attitude. That kind of thing. But it's not no pants.
What's that?
That's like the garage thing. Like the no something, no attitude. Welcome to the show.
Is this the motto of the show?
Yeah.
is this how the show's... I wasn't told about this.
You know?
No.
You have to take off your pants.
Yeah. We only have three rules for guests. No
Give
pants.
Me a phone, take your pants off and kiss me on the cheek.
Ooh, okay. Well, you'd be doing less than some comedians out there.
Face or butt, you decide.
Let the audience decide.
Comment below. Do you want me to kiss the face or the butt cheek? Ali Woods, can I have your phone, please?
Yeah, here you go, dude.
Is it an iPhone?
The nicest way to be mugged in London.
It's
an iPhone.
I've snatched your phone.
Oh, yeah. You should do this on a bike. This whole show.
On an e-bike.
Yeah, you're just like, taking phones all afternoon. It's a radio show, guys.
I'm trying to go through your phone.
It's the format.
That's why phone snatchers have gone up so much.
Yeah, it's people trying to do privacy settings.
Yeah. A lovely Christmas background.
Oh, yeah.
In a conservatory, having a Christmas dinner with, I don't mean to out you, two Cruiser salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
Grinders.
Doing all right. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah?
I got a brand deal. You got to use the right time.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a lovely background. Has it always been your background?
It changed recently. I think that's of last Christmas. So that changed. So my main home thing before you unlock it is me and my partner.
Yeah.
And then unlock it and there's the family.
That's lovely.
It's nice. Because we've got a 1-year old in the family now. Don't know who it is, but we got
You
we
just got one. Yeah. Snatch one.
Phones, babies. I'm taking everything out on the streets.
It is hard. No one talks about this when you are snatching phones.
Yeah.
Just if someone's holding something in front of them like this, grab it.
Yeah.
Now you got a baby you got to raise.
Yeah. But you got the phone. You can just give them the phone for a bit. That's the first couple of years done.
Yeah. But then you have to steal another phone to sell that phone. Because that baby's got the phone.
And this is Starmer's Britain. Yeah. And this is where we are, unfortunately.
It's bleak.
It's bleak out there.
Yeah. No one's talking about this.
No one's talking. I think literally no one is talking about that, to be fair.
Do you think?
I think this might be the first time.
That's
we don't care
true.
About the police. We'll snatch your baby phone.
Yeah. We're only snatching phones to distract from the baby snatching. Okay, you've got quite a sparse homepage here.
Yeah.
Tools is the first one.
Yeah.
Feels mean?
Tools feels mean?
Yeah, oh,
you're
it's
not in
people.
There.
I'm not in there.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, that was just contacts in comedy.
Yeah. It's just, it's Josh Berry. Yeah. Settings, Google Calendar, Docs, Sleep Cycle, Notes, Amazon. Loads of stuff in here.
Yeah, fairly basic stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a man of utility.
Yeah?
If it's not being used, what's the point of having it there?
Wow.
Yeah.
Messaging, posting, editing, travel, entertainment, and then just AJ Bell.
AJ Bell, yeah, that's my pension. That my dad got me to download the other day.
Okay.
And I haven't put it anywhere because I can't log into it. Because all banking apps are shit. I tried logging in once and it said, you've logged in three times unsuccessfully. You have to call us. And I just haven't called. That was like a week ago.
And I think it's funny that it's like, well, the pension has its own section.
And just death. An oncoming death at the end. Yeah. That's at the final bullet point of my apps.
It's just death. I'm going to look at your screen time, Ali. How do you feel about that?
Go for it, man.
Amazing. 8 hours and 4 minutes.
Decent.
Last week's average.
It's a third of a day. That's
that's a lot.
That's sleep and then screen. And then there's a third of life. That's literally my life.
Sleep, screen, life.
8 hours each.
Yeah. It's a miracle you got to that Christmas dinner, for honest.
Yeah.
18 hours, 27 minutes on socials, 15 hours, 11 minutes on entertainment, 8 hours and 59 minutes on productivity and finance. I imagine that was mostly trying to log into AJ
That's
Bell.
That's AJ Bell right there. Yeah. 8 hours for AJ Bell. I just like watching the screen.
Just seeing, can I guess my own password?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? Are you ashamed of this? You're happy about the screen time? Do you think it's fine?
I think screen time is a funny quirk of modern life.
Oh,
in the same way of a Spotify Wrapped is.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get the results and people go, what? And it's like, that's literally accurate. That's like, there's no surprise there. That is exactly what you've been doing.
Yeah.
And so how can I be embarrassed by that? That is exactly my life.
Yeah.
And I can understand it. I mean, so YouTube, I'll tell you what that is. That's because Man United are playing well at the moment and there's a lot of YouTube analysis on it.
Oh, yeah. And it hasn't happened in so long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because also I watch specials on YouTube. So sometimes I have that in my pocket or whatever. I'm walking around with my headphones in. So it's not really watching it on my phone.
But so I think you're revealing yourself to not have YouTube Premium. Or do you have YouTube Premium?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Never been more insulted in my life. I've got YouTube Premium, mate.
I'm so sorry.
I got YouTube Premium. So that means I'm not got a flat, but I got a YouTube Premium, dude.
So you can lock your phone and listen to YouTube?
No, not that premium. Come on now. I've got the one below that. What's the one? There's one.
Do you just have an ad blocker? There's one that you get ad blocks on.
Yeah, that. Yeah. But that's like it's an official YouTube one. And then there's the next one, which is like you get all this other stuff. And then that I ain't got that one. Whoa. We didn't know this was the poverty shaming podcast.
I just thought it was different. There's Cruise here. There's AJ Bell on your front page. Yeah. Are there layers? Are there layers to YouTube Premium?
Three tiers. I told you that. Which is less than I was crying when I looked at it. I couldn't get it without
Individual plan, $13.99 a month. More expensive family plan at $22.99. A student plan, $7.99. So you just
got it. That's American stuff.
You just haven't got it for your family.
No. There's I'm not being gaslit on this episode. There certainly is two options of YouTube Premium.
I'm going to have to go into YouTube and find out what you're doing.
There's the one that you literally just don't get ads on, and that is the one I bought.
YouTube Premium.
And then there's another. The producer's charading YouTube at me like I don't even know what I'm talking. He's like, you know that one? Dad, treating, you know that one?
Treating you like you're not online enough. We've just seen how online he is, Hugh.
I got 8 hours on the old, YouTube? 8 hours on that. I just couldn't turn it off. I couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to. So you're saying you can't lock your phone whilst listening to stuff?
That's what I believe is the case.
Let's try this out, okay? Shea Lacey hat trick. I'm playing it. Oh!
Yes!
It's been tested live on air!
Hell yeah! I've never been so happy with my own lack of money. Yeah. That's so good.
So YouTube you're comfortable with, but you have a block timer on TikTok. You have a timer on it.
X and TikTok. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's scum, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bad stuff.
That's just not good for your brain.
Are you on X a lot?
For football. So I have a football account on it. So
this seems to be the last safe space of X is football.
Well, the problem is a safe space is generous because the problem is, so I've got people I follow and then you can just look at their stuff and that's useful. But then when you go on the For You bit, if you like football, they're like, oh, well, you like someone scoring a bicycle kick, you'll probably like porn and racism as well. And then that's the next thing you have, which is like a person in blackface with their tits out and you go, okay, well... I just want to watch the hat tricks. I mean, I'll scroll through that for a bit and look, hey, that's why I had to put time on. You don't jerk off so much.
You've seen a free kick. Do you want to see Graham Linehan defending ice? What?
That's exactly the pipeline. The pipeline starts with watching Ronaldinho do a bicycle kick. And then later on, you're on a reform march. How did I get here?
Yeah. I just wanted to see a scorpion kick.
Yeah, and weirdly, you're watching immigrants play football. And then you're like, the next video is, there's too many immigrants in this country. And you're like, God damn right.
We only want 11.
Yeah.
11 at a time.
They play for my team. They're the best.
That's the amount. That's the limit. That's what we want.
And TikTok there's such great stuff on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like yourself. There's such great stuff.
Hey.
And you just end up just mindlessly scrolling. I think Sam Morril had a joke on it, which is like, whatever the opposite of when you finish a book is, and you have that moment after finishing a book where you put it down and go, huh. That's the opposite when you put down TikTok. You kind of put it down. You go, what the fuck? What happened?
Why is it dark now?
Yeah.
I think we should look at what you've been searching on YouTube to see what, because you spent the most time on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on there. 8 hours in a week. First search, bring the pain.
It's all pretty boring, this stuff, I'd say.
Yeah. Are you going to be outed as a boring man?
I think I'm a man with very few interests. That's my problem. Is that I kind of like comedy and football.
Mm. Kind of.
And, film and TV. But it's kind of comedy related because I'd kind of like to work in that someday.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm really into like growing plants. I can't even improvise something interesting. I'm really going into human activities. I was Googling interests the other day. Yeah. You know me. Niche.
You heard of this small talk they have? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to talk to someone about that the other day, but I couldn't get it done.
It's quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
To sort of like dismantle the frozen water with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think we've done it.
How's your work?
Yeah.
Sports?
Heard of them.
Yeah, yeah. Me, same, man. Loads.
Man, because you got the...
ball?
Yeah, and the... And, yeah.
So this is your YouTube search history.
Yeah, man.
Iron Lung trailer.
Yeah, because I was coming up to me about this guy. Have you heard of this guy? He's financed this himself, this YouTuber. He's financed a film.
No.
Feature film. Put it out in cinemas. He had to get a distributor on board eventually. But yeah, spent millions on it because he loved this game called Iron Lung.
Oh, yeah.
And so this has been coming up for me. It's quite an interesting part of cinema at the moment.
Wow, that was really good small talk.
Yeah, well,
that just felt like talk.
Yeah,
is this the one he's filmed all on his own?
I don't think he's filmed it all on his own. He's produced all on his own. He's put himself as the actor. I mean, the guy's got like 34 million subscribers on YouTube.
Whoa,
Fishback, that's him.
Fishback,
Mark Fishback, and
why are you saying it like
just,
that?
He's just.
Oh yeah, because it's spelled like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought you were just you just didn't like vowels.
Fishback.
Your name would be. You know?
Yeah. Or it's like those people who really overpronounce anything in a foreign language in an English sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No?
I say JZ.
have you been a follower of the Vowelless Man for a while?
Never heard of him before.
No.
This is what's mad about modern day life. There's
Here
people who
go.
Are legit famous.
Yeah.
And you've never heard of them.
No.
It used to be, when I was growing up, you used to know famous people because that's why they were famous.
David Beckham.
That's like, he was like 30% of all the famous people.
Yeah.
And the royal family.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, people in films and Brad Pitt.
Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, that was it. That was the two famous people.
Mm.
And then, but now there's like people, like, you know, your mate go, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. Who the hell's that? And then you look and they've got like 8 million followers. And it's like, how have 8 million people found this person?
It's like when people like, don't know who Mr. Beast is. And it's like, he's astronomically famous.
But is that an old person thing? Do you think people under the age of 30 don't know who Mr. Beast is?
That's a good question. Comment below. And tell us,
Mr. Beast, if you're watching this, comment below if you got the guts.
Yeah, you fucking coward.
Yeah.
Most of this is this most for comedy? Like Dan Flash's?
Yeah, that was because my girlfriend bought a shirt that I said looked like it was from Dan Flash's, that sketch.
Which is a reference to I Think You Should Leave.
I Think You Should Leave, yeah. Which she was not happy about because she didn't realize until I said it.
Yeah, and now it does look like a
and
Dan
it looks
Flash's
like it. The patterns are so complicated.
They're so complicated.
Honestly, she got a great deal.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Killing Me Softly, Chappelle?
Yeah, which is actually not what it's called. It's called Something Me Softly.
Killing
Them Softly. There you go. Yeah.
Which is ironic for him using the them pronoun.
Yeah. His latest one's just called Killing Them. My friend had never watched it. I was like, you got to watch.
This
is why this guy's huge.
Yeah. Man of Recaps, what's this?
This is quite embarrassing.
Oh, yes, finally.
Because I don't have time to watch all the TV. And sometimes there's TV shows that I think, I would want to watch this, but I'm not that bothered that I'm going to watch three seasons of it. And this guy just recaps everything that happens in a TV show. So I literally, like, it's great for winding down. Like, he does, like, a 10 to 20 minute video, and I just watch that. And I watch basically a whole TV show in 10 to 20 minutes.
What was the last one you watched of that? Do you remember?
Alice in Borderlands.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about...
It was banging, man.
If you give me a recap of the recap of Alice in Borderlands,
yeah,
that'd be sick.
Not got enough time for what to recap.
Yeah, and then... Next episode, I'll recap your recap of the recap.
Yeah, and get smaller and smaller until it's just someone going, bah! So,
perfect.
So, Alice in Borderlands, it's like this this show where these kind of kids, they're kind of kids, they're supposed to be teenagers, but they all kind of look 25. And they run from the police at one point and they hide for a bit. And then they come out and the world's completely different. And everyone's running around trying to, like, they're playing like games, sort of like Squid Game, but which are based on like cards. So you get like the Five of Diamonds and that means something. And then they've got to get all the cards to get out of this game, basically.
Perfect.
And people are getting killed off in the game.
Best illegal. Character?
Oh, I don't know the character's name.
Just Alice.
Alice.
Yeah. Kiss Me. Some requests?
I'd stay doing the game if possible.
You've also searched it on YouTube.
Face or butt! So,
I hope we haven't left in any of the other stuff. And it just sounds like you're shouting face or butt.
It's just the stim I've got. this would have been for a sketch. I needed the song Kiss Me.
And how are you getting Kiss that song? Me. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt your singing.
You know that one.
Keep going.
Come to the grand twilight, name me under the perfect door. Kiss my broken hand, and on the twilight, the fireflies dancing.
And what do you think the lyrics?
So kiss me.
Ah.
I just sang it.
It was quite hard to hear. It was quite mumbled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of my style.
So. No, fair enough. How are you getting that song off of YouTube onto your videos?
Through legal means.
Yeah? Which are?
Just a legal...
Just legal?
Website. It's called legalwebsite.com.
Okay. I'm just going to... Can we get that legalwebsite.com?
Well, you can if you're... If you've got the right kind of internet.
Legal website. What kind of internet do you need?
The legal internet.
It's just loading. It's just this site can't be reached, so I guess I'd have the right internet.
Uh oh.
Oh no, wait.
Someone's got the cheap internet.
Okay.
Where's it gone now?
This is not a joke. It's gone to markcubancompanies.com. Can you test this, producer Hugh? Just legal. What was that? Legalwebsite.com.
Legalwebsite.com.
If you search legalwebsite.com.
Who's Mark Cuban?
Mark business Cuban. Person. He's some business dude.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It does. It takes you to Mark Cuban Companies. And you use this then, dear, to get Kiss Me off of
No, I
that.
Use legalwebsite.com. I don't know why this is doing this.
This is just, he's domain squatting, is he?
Yeah, because for me, legalwebsite.com helps with the...
The legally transferring legally Kiss
getting,
Me.
Yeah, to the sketches.
You got a notification from Sophie here on WhatsApp.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Do you want to check it?
Yeah.
That sounds like a no.
I like doing my messages once a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Tell me more about
it. I just ignore everything as much as possible. I mean, I keep an eye on it if something urgent comes in.
Yeah.
I try and ignore everything as much as possible, and then once a day I sit down and go through them. I've got 8 hours screen time, but I don't like just constantly being on my phone and messaging and stuff.
You've got Man United to watch.
I got Shay Lacey hat-tricks to watch, man. Yeah. I ain't got that. I got time for friends and family and career opportunities.
No, I'm downloading Kiss Me on legalwebsite.com.
Kiss Me on legalwebsite.com. Me and Mark Cuban chilling out.
Thanks, Ali. It's time to take the Dan Flash's shirt off the show and stare at the chubby bit underneath. It's time for an ad break.
Woo!
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio, the only show with zero ties to Jeffrey Epstein. None, I promise.
That's
Ali.
Why you guys are losers.
What? Huh?
That's why this show's going nowhere.
Whoa, are you in the Epstein files?
All the successful people are on the Epstein files, dude.
All of them?
If you're not on the Epstein files, who are you, bro?
I wonder if
that's what I say at these networking events. I was like, at this point, if you're not in the Epstein files, who are you, bro?
That's...
It's like, they might as well say who's not in those files at this point. You know what I mean?
more like...
Feels more like the fucking phone book.
More like the pedo files.
Yeah.
Hey?
Hell yeah. Well, let's protect the
sorry
pedo files
that,
as
yeah.
per
allegedly.
The name of the show.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, this is a pedophile protecting show. producer Hugh, could you just go on the Epstein files thing? Search Epstein files search.
Could you just whack out the Epstein files?
And you can search it. And if we could just search Ali Woods.
That's how you book guests.
That's how we book them, yeah.
Who's next?
If they're not in there, we're not getting it.
Cool.
Hilariously, you have to confirm whether you're 18 years old to get on the actual search. But here we go, searching Ali Woods into the Epstein files. No results.
That's why my career hasn't taken off.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Jesus.
That's sad. Well, look, it still could happen.
Are we all getting searched here?
Privacy settings. Oh, we're searching privacy settings. There are 30 results in the Epstein files.
People were listening.
Yeah,
people were listening on the island, in between whatever else was going on.
This is actually the only show that they would let play on the island.
They would hate this show on the island. Are you kidding me? the theme of this show.
Yeah, looking through stuff, asking for consent.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. Ali Woods, I'm going to search through your search history now.
Go for it, man.
Happy about that. Is it going to be as boring and... looks like it's going to be as boring as before.
This is just the last, day or...
You've just... this sounds like you're doing small talk with your phone. Scores and fixtures, please. Yeah, I can't find your search history.
It's complicated. I had to look it up.
Here we go. Okay, this morning, Amy Annette and Matt Hutchinson. That makes sense. Oh, fucking hell. Matt Hutchinson, Amy Annette. Scores and fixtures. Man United beat Fulham. Scores and fixtures.
I like my scores and fixtures. What can I say?
This isn't very revealing at all. It's just like it's almost like you just use this to find stuff out that you're interested in and That's it.
Yeah, I'm in my head a lot, so I don't really ask other. I don't ask for advice and like.
Do you not?
No, I just kind of think it.
Oh, do you want to? Is there anything?
I'll do ChatGPT history if you want. Yeah. Maybe that might be a bit more interesting because that would be to do with my writing.
Oh, so is AI writing your stuff for you?
I get AI to help with, like, you know, if I've got a joke about Abraham Lincoln, I'm looking for toppers, like tropes of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah.
To remind myself.
Not people who had sex with Abraham Lincoln. No,
that's a different browser.
The first thing you asked ChatGPT was how can you watch Twilight films in the UK?
Oh yeah, my girlfriend wanted me to show. I've never watched Twilight. She loves Twilight, so we wanted to know if it was on anything.
Yeah, streaming, rent or buy, or physical media. I feel like you could have worked that out.
Nah.
No. That's too complicated.
No. It's not on Scores and Fixtures. I'll tell you that. I looked there first.
Yeah. God, what this is? What are meals that are traditionally made for sharing? Do you know the answer to this?
I just searched it, so I must have. I don't know. Sushi?
No.
What is it?
No.
Curry?
Hot pot, fondue, barbecue, grill, tapas, meze, family style.
Yeah.
Again, it feels like you could have...
Nah. I've never shared a meal.
Have you not?
No.
That Christmas dinner was just taking pictures.
That's AI. I know those people.
I see. That's where the Creuset stuff was.
Yeah.
So you've asked about sharing meals, and then, staying on theme, you've said most addictive or popular mobile games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which
would have been for a joke. Candy Crush? Is that
That's number two.
Oh, Clash of Clans?
Not even on there.
Oh, I don't know.
Roblox is number one.
Roblox.
Yeah. That was for a joke.
Yeah, these are mostly people for jokes, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. This is sort of the worst thing of a comedy podcast. It's sort of beyond saying, how do you get your ideas? It's, can I see the specific bits of the journey of where your ideas
software
went?
Software tools.
Yeah.
Dude, can you show me your software tools?
I'd love to see that. Process? Wow. Are you optimizing your comedy?
Yeah. Dude, if you're not using AI in comedy now, you're not doing comedy.
It's just not. You cannot spell comedy without AI.
No.
You literally cannot. You literally cannot. I've asked AI. Annoying things that happen in an office.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been a search. Oh, yeah. You want me to answer it?
Yeah. See if you can remember. Yeah.
Smelly food.
Cooking
smelly food.
Yeah, that's there.
Someone being loud at their desk.
Loud talkers!
Oh, yeah.
Chronic interrupters?
Yeah.
Do you find them annoying?
You can't put a good man down. Yeah. That's it. As much as my search history is trying to tank this episode. Yeah.
British punch recipes?
Oh, yeah, I was just having a party.
Four fingers and a thumb, mate.
Are we recording?
No, this is just warm-up.
Oh, thank
God. We just get, like, sort of limbered up, and then we'll start recording.
It's always good to have a practice episode.
Yeah, this is...
I feel...
Most of them have been practiced. None of them have been released yet, but...
Oh, hell yeah.
The opposite, the Epstein files. Nightmare. Did you make your own punch?
Release the privacy setting episodes! No, we have to go through court first.
Wait, we can't tell. We can't tell anyone. It's not going to reveal anything.
Oh, I always make a punch for my... parties.
Oh yeah,
and it gets people fucked up.
You always make a punch, and yet you had to ask what the recipe is.
Because I haven't had a party for a long time. I'm 32.
Oh yeah,
so I haven't had a party for years.
Wow.
So I knew vaguely, and I did end up going with one that I just remembered because there was nothing in there that I thought, oh, this is going to be.
Isn't that mostly what happens with AI? Is you go like, oh, help me with this, and you go, I'm not going to do that. That's terrible. I've remembered one from my own brain.
No, actually, I think the opposite. I think that's where ChatGPT, kind of like YouTube how-to stuff, is so helpful for like just step-by-step stuff. Mm. But for creativity stuff, it's... you can see it with sketch comedy now. You can see the ChatGPT comedians who are essentially just asking ChatGPT, give me a load of sketch ideas, and then give me a load of punchlines in the sketch. Mm. And they're just going through that. And they're just basically, I think, just reinforcing stereotypes.
Yeah.
They're not questioning anything. I think the best comedy questions stuff.
Are you sure?
fucking quick.
He's quick.
He's so quick.
If you're quick, you
That's
don't...
what they say in those files, man. Yeah, he's quick. You in don't... and out.
Like the...
He barely even got off the plane, dude.
Listen, James, seen it. Gone.
Yeah.
Done. I think if there's a correlation, or there's a formula, the faster it is, the less funny it has to be. Because it's so fast. People are like, wow, that was fast. And then they don't even worry that wasn't funny.
Editing can make up for lack of jokes. That's the hope of the show.
That's the whole point of the show.
And so it's hard to get people to watch things over fucking 3 seconds, let alone over a minute and a half if you put something out.
So. Could we try and get a clip that's just 3 seconds long?
Yeah, okay. All right. So you were actually in the Epstein Files.
No. Oh, so it's yes and, isn't it? Try again.
So you were actually in the Epstein Files.
I was, yeah.
And how did it go?
Oh, great. That was a clip. Or bad. Edit yeah. in depending on how the current zeitgeist is feeling about the Epstein yeah. Files. What's your punch recipe? That's what everyone wants to know. Ali Wood's punch.
With this one, it was... So if you're doing 10 litres, you do 2 litres vodka, 2 litres cider, 2 litres orange juice, 2 litres apple juice, 2 litres pineapple juice. Then wow. chuck some ice in there. And that'll be tasty and get you fucked.
That's dangerous stuff.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, quite... I would have gone for rum rather than like a rum punch. But you've gone for just straight painful vodka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want people hurting after my parties. I want people regret. The one I... Well, I leave them, the sentiment is regret. That's what I want when people come back from my party.
Is that what's on the playlist as well?
That's what there's just... I've sent you my Spotify, yeah. what I've searched as well, to be fair.
Let's have a look at the Spotify. See,
there's a lot of scores and fixtures on there. Something like that.
Yeah, is this going to disprove the myth that you're a boring white man? Hey, well, with those first 4 songs, you could be a boring white woman.
Yeah.
Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, ABBA, One Direction, and Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Yeah, so Bring Me to Life, Sketch, also banger, only song I ever bought on CD.
The only song you ever bought on
yeah,
CD?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like 10. And then after that, the CDs kind of came redundant.
After you were 10?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Did you get mini discs?
No.
Oh.
What were the mini discs?
Mini discs were square, small. They were a CD in a square. They were about this big.
Oh, yeah.
For the listener, go to YouTube, you loser. And they were big for like a year. Uh-huh. And my friend at school, Ryan Baum, bought loads of mini discs.
Ryan Baum?
Ryan Baum, yeah. Oh, you said that like you knew.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, all right. You're just excited to hear his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Should you try a couple more names?
Yeah.
Jeff.
Re.
Ep.
Stein.
Yeah, Ep Stein. He went to my school. He wasn't a student, but he went
popular.
To my school.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
He flew back and forth.
Yeah. I went to school with Jeffrey Epstein in a way.
In the other episodes, because I'm interested, how much as a percentage is there Jeffrey Epstein's chat? Is this sort of running at about par, or is this more or less?
I'd say in many ways this episode's a hole in one.
It's not been mentioned before.
No, this is the first time, it's been mostly Epstein.
I think that's where we're most comfortable.
Bring Me to Life was for a sketch.
That was a sketch. ABBA took my mom's ABBA voyage for her birthday. So we went there.
So I mean, you just got on a train and played ABBA.
I played some ABBA tunes. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, which one of these don't we have? One Direction for a sketch. Drum Woman Solving Crime. I was on that podcast. Love the Way You Lie for a sketch. The Monster, I might have just got that in my head.
Yeah.
Same with Milkshake. Doce, I wanted to listen to that album again.
You say for a sketch, for a sketch, for a sketch. Are you going to tell us what the sketches were? Are they released? Are they out?
Yeah, yeah. Bring Me to Life was for a sketch. I actually did really well, which was about... trying to have a breakdown when you're broke, so you can't break anything. So you're just like going to throw something and then you That's just nice. Put it down gently.
Yeah.
One Direction was for a sketch about millennials parenting. Died on his ass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, died just rubbish.
Did ChatGPT help with that one?
No.
That's probably why it died.
Yeah, I was just, yeah, maybe. Mm. I thought it was fun, but whatever. I mean, got some good engagement, but Love the Way You Lie. Sketch about not girlfriend not giving attention, which I thought was a banger, died.
And you thought you used the song that's sort of about domestic violence for that one?
Yeah, because it was like, that's how deep sadness. So the point was, it was like, she's on a work call. And I'm like, you gotta look at this video. And then she goes, I'm busy. And then it's just gonna stand there and watch. You know, that's because that's how sad it feels.
Can you sing, because you've famously know all the words to Kiss Me, could you sing an excerpt of that song, including the rap?
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn.
Burn.
But that's all right because I love the way it hurts.
Eminem.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry.
Rihanna.
But that's all right because I love the way you lie.
Horizontally.
I love the way you lie.
And the drums come in.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. But right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I listen to that song a lot for that sketch.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Ali. It's time for an ad break. I hope Eminem's not in it. I can't tell you what it really is, because you wouldn't tell us what it really is.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the poo emoji, but in sound form.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I'm a terrible audience, by the way, but that is funny.
Yeah, you're better on stage, I'd say.
Yeah, when I write with people, it's an awful experience.
That's why you try and use AI more.
Yeah. Well, no, I get a lot out of it, but yeah. They'll tell me their thought and joke, and I'll just stare at them like this and go, that's really good.
Yeah.
And that's not what a comedian wants to hear.
No, not at all. Imagine a room full of your audience just at the same time.
That's really good.
I mean, that would be creepy if they did it in sync together at the end of a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they need to go home.
That's really good.
What would be great, and I've thought about this, doing this for a friend, is buying all their tickets for a show, if they were doing a small show, and just getting actors to be either a horrible audience or act weird like that.
Yeah. They all take their top off at the same time for no reason.
They all walk out.
Yeah.
10 minutes in.
Like the mildest bit.
Yeah.
They all walk out offended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a great idea.
I think that'd be really fun.
Who would you like
I'm
to
surprised
do it to?
At this point. I don't know if it's happening already, but you know those people who like do crowd work clips all the time? Just now, I wouldn't be surprised if people just start getting actors to do stuff or like have stories in the show.
Yes.
Yeah. People just lap that up.
What's your most used emojis? Do you know?
At the moment, it's the salute, I think.
Oh.
Salute or heart or cry. I'm very extreme.
Military emojis. Sadness or love.
Yeah, salute is just what I do at the end of a sentence because I don't know how else to end a sentence on chat. I'm just like, that's the end.
Have you ever heard of a full stop?
That is so passive aggressive.
Nah, that is
if I got sent a message and it ended with a full stop, I think, what have I done to hurt this person? Have I killed their mum?
You spent like, was it 8 hours on your notes app? It was a long time on your notes app.
Yeah.
And I'd like to look at your notes app now.
Yeah, go for it.
This is the 2nd of 2nd, 2026. Phone wallet. God forbid you don't have your Nectar card. Explain yourself, Hollywood.
Oh, well, that's a bit I'm working on about how old people have phone wallets. And it's like, what do you need cards for? The phone does all the cards. So that was just a potential. Because at the moment I'm saying ID. And I'm like, what's another thing they might use?
Oh, yeah. The actual like door.
Yeah, the flip. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had someone on with a door phone, didn't we? It was Jordan Gray.
Really?
Yeah, she had...
Wow, madness.
The door on. That's I couldn't insane. Believe it. Wow, potential jokes. 287.
Yeah, yeah. So I do it week by week.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly so. Just... Can I go back to
yeah,
the
go
first?
Yeah, go wherever you want, yeah.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. So on the 27th of December, 2021, phone got nicked.
Yeah, well, that's because obviously they started before that, but that's where the notes pick up from, obviously, first thing.
I guess so.
Yeah, phone got stolen.
It did it?
Yeah, it was, I grew up in London, so I just thought it was never going to happen to me because I've always, like, I'm like, I've got the wits, I've got the daredevil sixth sense thing. I was walking down Shoreditch Park and I stupidly just uploading something to Instagram, just felt these cold fingers on mine. And it's, have you had your phone nicked?
Never.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly it's just like cold fingers on mine. I was like, what the hell? And then it was just out of my hand on a bike, just cycled off. I immediately threw my bag, I had a bag on me. I threw my bag at him, couldn't get enough reach on it. He was off. And then he went over the road, literally almost got hit by a car. The car like beeped because it was just like, that's my exit out of here. And then was gone. And then there were these blokes behind me and they were like, mate, did he just try and nick your phone? And I was like, yeah, he got it. I was like, fucking dickhead. And I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, he tried to just steal something from us as well. Like two blokes. And I was like, yeah, man, it's ridiculous. And I was like, I'm connecting with the working class. Like I am. Yeah. This is where I can start, you know, me and the lads, the blokes, maybe we're all going to go get a pint of, you know, some horrible beer that they drink, whatever, at some terrible pub. And maybe we're going to be friends. This is so nice. I'm like, I've connected. And I was like, yeah, man, such a dick. And he's like, and they're like, yeah, he's fucking black bastard. And I was like, I've got to go, gentlemen. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I don't fancy the pint anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Weirdly, getting a Guinness. So don't hear everything black. But that's where I left that. And then weirdly, you just are in the world without a phone. And you're like, first thing is, better call the police or something. No, better
how are you gonna do that?
Look up how... Unfortunately, I was somewhere where I knew how I was going to get home. But
God, it's weird. Like, all of your comedy is on here.
Yeah, but then it goes on to a document I have on my laptop.
Oh.
So, like...
Actually, that's not a big deal then.
Well, yeah. But, you know, there'll be stuff as of the last week that I haven't written up that will just be on there.
Yeah.
Which is, the cold hands, we can never take that from you. You
know? No, I'll take my spirit.
With most women, I have no idea when they come.
I think that explains itself.
Yep, next question.
I'm actually, that's funny I wrote that, like, because I am actually working on a bit at a moment about knowing and not knowing when women have orgasmed. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that I've been thinking about that for 4 years now.
Yeah. Are you still managed to do it yet?
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Me.
Do they this is where they start. They get written out fully. Do you just work them out on stage?
This is, at the moment, as of, you know, the last kind of, I don't know, 8 months or so, this is what I do. I write them here first. Mm-hmm. And then for why I've got such long time on my notes app is because I sit down and I do an hour a day of writing. And I do, because I'm like, if I go to the gym for an hour, work out for an hour, exercise, I should be able to do an hour of writing.
Yep.
And I do 20 minutes of sketch writing, and I do 40 minutes of stand-up, because stand-up's harder than making a sketch, in my opinion. Mm. So I put more time on that. And then basically have the notes app open, and I'm going through my last notes and writing them up and trying to expand on them. And I kind of do the Jerry Seinfeld technique of, like, it's not that I just have to, like, be constantly writing for 40 minutes, but I'm just not allowed to do anything else. So sit there, airplane mode, laptop up, just, and then try and write something.
That's great.
And then I have, like, multiple documents at the moment. So I have a document each week that I start on Google Docs, which is, like, my writing for that week. I have a new material document, which is stuff that's good enough that I feel might be good enough to try from that document, goes into the new material document. Mm. And then the new material document after that, it goes to the actual, this is my stand, these are my stand-up bits, and that goes into that. And at the moment, I've got, like, a new material for the next show. That it doesn't really fit into this show, but our ideas that I think might have something in them. So that's got, like, 40 written out ideas at the moment.
How long's the stand-up document? Has it got everything in it?
No, everything for the show. No. So just this current show. So it's probably, it was at the start of the year, I cut it down, getting rid of stuff that I don't, is not good enough. And so it went from sort of 53 pages to like 30, 35, something like that.
I'm in sort of difficult territory here because I think no one's ever given a proper answer on this show before. Yeah. Really robust, quite helpful, inspiring.
I don't think it's inspiring to have Google Docs, but
I think it's because you have Google Docs that have, like, a journey to them, you know?
Yeah, but then the problem is when I get into these sort of organized stuff, I think more and more it's like, am I just working an office job? Like, do you ever do, like, you know, you do brand deals and you do, like, a sponsored post?
Yes, and I do.
Yeah. And sometimes you're, like, emailing, you know, with the brands and you're trying to work out ideas and doing rewrites and like, I just work in advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was what I wanted to avoid.
And now
I'm just here arguing with P&G.
Could you up the comedy?
Sorry?
Could you up the comedy of this sketch, please?
Oh, mate, amazing. That's amazing. So we need to have all this messaging in the first 4 seconds, but it needs to be funny and authentic as well. That's what it needs to be.
Not try hard, not doing too much, but really out there and grabby. Yeah.
And your style, but you have to change it to do what we say.
within the corporate guidelines of our branding, yeah.
Yes. And that's the best note, is always, can we just up the comedic elements?
The comedic elements always need to be upped.
Yeah. ChatGPT has affected those, though. I've seen that over the last few years.
Yeah, man.
Where you can tell they've gone on ChatGPT and gone, give us some sketch ideas on things. And they've gone, maybe you could do stuff like this. It's like, no, but that is shit.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
So, yeah.
So is this a corporate deal, this note? Give up food or sex? Which is...
What's the rest of it, Will?
Well, I actually paused because all of it is... I will say the next bit. I will.
We're all waiting.
Yeah. So all of your notes have a heading and then with a hyphen.
You haven't said
point.
The next bit, man.
I am. I'm a professional journalist and I'm going to get there. It all has a heading and then hyphens underneath it.
Yeah.
I just think that's an interesting setup because this one is give up food or sex, hyphen, stuff my face with vagina.
In your voice and the way you said that, I feel like every muscle is tense right now.
Not the penis.
Not the penis, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
So, doesn't count as it's flaccid. So,
what have you said there?
You are?
Doesn't count as flaccid.
If it's flaccid, yeah.
I think it still counts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my numbers are going down.
Don't know what numbers. What numbers? Views?
I'm just trying to do the show.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to do privacy.
Me too.
I'm just trying to stick
I'm
to the
trying
theme.
So hard.
Trying to stick to the theme of the show.
Well,
here,
the theme's
Will.
Not numbers.
What?
The theme's a phone.
I thought this was like a maths thing.
How would you think that? We spend 90% talking about the Epstein files.
I'm counting them. I don't know.
I think you are the most organized note using comedian that I've met on the show.
That's the quote for the poster.
Do you think so?
That's how I get intro'd on every show now. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the most organized note using comedian on the circuit. It's Ali Woods, everybody.
Sorry, the most organized note using comedian that Will Seabag Bona Fury has met on the show Privacy Settings.
Yeah, yeah. Not in the Epstein files.
That we know of.
Current sketch ideas. And then that's...
Oh, it's long.
Yeah.
So these have
First
been...
First time I've heard that. Okay. Hello.
When cafes put the napkin under the sandwich and it gets all soggy. Hey, that actually tickled me.
You know what? So this was a thing where I was like, when they're training people at cafes, where it's like, a last thing, make sure you have the napkin that
underneath.
They're going to use to try and clean themselves afterwards underneath whatever shit we're putting on there. So it's soggy and sticky and... Madness.
Only give them one napkin as well.
Yeah.
How long has this list been going? It's so long.
It'll tell you somewhere because I order my notes in terms of when I started them. So probably 2022, maybe.
POV, you're the creepy dude in the corner of the club. Maybe this is different dude you find out on a night out. A guy who's with his girlfriend and doesn't really want to dance. Just there for pints. Doesn't know how he got there. Guy who's good at chatting up. Guy who's not good at chatting up.
Different guys on a night out.
Writes
itself.
Oh,
that didn't have any ChatGPT involved.
You know, people say it writes itself.
Mm-hmm.
They always say that after they've written it.
Yeah.
It upsets me. You couldn't write it. Yes, you could.
You could, yeah.
You could. We've just spoken it. That's basically writing, but with sound.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great. There's a little comment on in a newspaper, and it's football related. And this guy he has his so much hatred for the commentators. When they go, and you couldn't write it, like, because someone scored. And it's like, people have literally written movies where someone goes back in time and has sex with their own mum, but they couldn't write 94th minute winner from Gary Taylor Fletcher.
Impossible.
Yeah.
They could never. You've also got recently deleted in your notes. Aubergine cannelloni, grilled loin. Donna Mariquita. Cantinflas, Pringato, Seranto, cod.
Oh, yeah.
Grilled white fish fillet, fried potatoes. Those last two describing you and me, I think.
This is a little list.
Mm.
I've got two words for you. Tapas.
I'm going to say that's one word.
You, gringo.
So have you sort of separated that word into two words so it's like sharing, like little bits to share?
Sure. So, I was in Malaga with my partner and we got tapas. And that was a list of stuff. That we were going to get.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's nice making a list.
Why?
So the person comes and you can just go, instead of going to look around the menu.
Just go like that.
Oh, no, I say it in a really offensive Spanish accent.
Let's hear it then.
So they'll come over, if you can imagine this.
Give me a second.
Imagine. So it's like, have you been to a restaurant?
That's like a cafe, but later.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Later, hot food.
Hot food.
Knocking about.
Okay.
The hustle and bustle. A restaurant.
Oh, I see. Oh,
people going.
Oh, would you like a table?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is delicious.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, waiter comes over.
Hello, I'm a waiter.
Yeah.
And then, I go. Aubergine cannelloni.
Si.
Grilled loin.
Si.
Donut mariquita.
Donut? You want a donut?
Idiot can't speak English. Dona Mariquita.
Okay, it's good. Yeah.
Cantin.
Don't call me that.
Flash.
Don't call me a cantin flash.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. This guy is fucking rude. Where am I from? I don't know.
Jokes on the fucking
I'm not making
order.
Jokes. I'm talking to my.
Pringato.
Yeah, Pringles. He wants Pringles.
Seranto.
Si.
Code.
Oh, it's a code.
Grilled white fish fillet. I understood that one. And fried potatoes.
Patatas bravas.
No, fried potatoes.
Patatas bravas.
Fried.
Patatas bravas.
Oh, for fuck's sake, this guy. I'm going to tell you what the last one is, right? And that's what we want,
patatas
right?
Bravas.
Not potatoes thing.
Patatas bravas.
No, Ali.
Patatas.
Fried potatoes.
Bravas.
Fried potatoes.
I'm only joking, mate. Yeah, I'll get that for you in a minute. No worries, mate. I'll see you later.
Who spoons the old time?
Yeah, Malaga. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
Only child?
Huh? Thought I was being asked Epstein's Island again. But no, I've got an older sister.
Older sister. Well,
Are you an only child?
No, obviously not.
You got multiple siblings.
Guess how many?
I'm going to say three.
No, two. Three in total.
Yeah, so middle child for you?
No, eldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
But not very good at the eldest.
Do you, I think that where you are in the sibling order,
mm-hmm.
it's like astrology. Where so I can go to you, middle child, and you go, no, eldest. And the other person goes, I could tell. You know, you guessed the wrong one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same. I always get, when everyone's into astrology, where they're like, what star sign are you? And I go, well, you know me. What is it? Yeah, and they go, they go through six. And then I go, oh, Scorpio. And they go, that makes sense. What?
You can't do that afterwards.
Yeah, not fair.
I knew it. Then you should have said it before.
I knew it. No, because that's very Scorpio.
That's very Scorpio.
That's very Scorpio.
Actually, no, it's very Leo of me to say that.
Was it nice looking through your phone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sorry that it's, you know, it's not as interesting as... I'm quite sociopathic.
Oh.
So I quite like just kind of doing the things that I want to do on that. There's not much like randomness on there, I don't think.
Random. No. It's not random at all. It's quite
classic Scorpio. That
organized. Too. It is classic. Classic. Whatever you are, it's classic that.
That is so Scorpio, you doing that.
Did it feel fine? We've only met very briefly before, and then I looked through your phone.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I find it hard to care.
That is tough to hear.
I think it's just life now, isn't it? Just on the phone. Whatever. I mean, that's what I don't like. So have you heard that thing about there's your public life, your private life, and your secret life? You heard about this?
Heard about it. No, I haven't.
Yeah. So your public life, obviously, you know, what most people do throughout their days in the public, whatever. You get home, then your private life starts. And that's stuff that you'll share with your closest friends and your partner about your habits and what you do. But then you have this like secret life, which is like only you know about, which your really deepest, darkest stuff that you don't even feel comfortable sharing with like your closest friends and partners. And the phone is like somewhere on there. But it's almost getting to the point where it might as well be public life, your phone. Because like...
It sort of exists in between, doesn't it?
You know what I mean? It used to be... Phones used to be this kind of like, oh, you have an intimate relationship with your phone. But now phones are just life. I see that with sketch comedy, actually, where I see it used to be people would parody real life. And now more and more, I think people are parodying online formats.
Yeah.
Because that people are more scrolling through that.
Than doing anything else.
Yeah.
That's all we have time for.
No worries.
Aww.
Thank God.
He doesn't care at all.
No, hey, thank you so much for having me on this
show. Don't lie to me.
Show. I really appreciate it. I do appreciate it. It's always good to have a practice.
At what?
Like when you go on like proper shows, like just have a dry run at one, another different one. Like this is like, no one's going to be listening to this. So like, it's good to have like a one where, like if anyone's listening right now, fuck me. Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, the male loneliness epidemic gets a bad rap, but what it's done for podcasts is unreal. These male podcasts, the feeling of having male friends, and hope maybe there's some real saddos who've gotten this far.
Yeah, I tend to listen to the all the episodes.
Yeah.
I find it quite comforting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think my mum listens to some of them.
Your mum?
Not all of them. No. Yeah.
My mum doesn't like my comedy.
Neither do I. That's all we've got time for. Make sure to follow Aliwood's gigs on Instagram. I think he's related to Ryan or something. I don't know. GIGS and TikTok. Go to Aliwood's. gigs.com for tour dates.
I'm on tour. Yeah, on tour.
Oh, who cares?
You want to come?
I don't now.
No.
No one's listening to my podcast. There's got to be some of your fans who click on it.
Nah, they can't.
As long as you hit collaborate on the reel, come on. Don't be frigid, man.
They're blind, deaf, and dumb, my fans.
Are they?
Yeah.
Just double tapping.
Getting them seated at a show. It's a fucking nightmare, mate.
They're all actors as well.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow at Aliwood's Gigs on Instagram and TikTok. And of course, go to aliwoodsgigs.com for tour dates. He's on tour right now. Probably. We don't know. No. As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Thank you for being here. And if you make it to next week's episode, I love you forever. And if this is the first one you listened to, try another one. This is rubbish. That's not true. Love you. Goodbye. See you soon.
Love you. Take care.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.